AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Former South Carolina Governor and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley suspended her presidential campaign this morning. In a speech to supporters, Nikki Haley says while she wishes Donald Trump well, he still needs to prove himself worthy of the office of president.
In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us.
And a Minnesota Democrat ended his long-shot presidential campaign. AP correspondent Mike Kempin with that story.
Congressman Dean Phillips, who failed to win a primary contest against President Biden, says he's ending his White House bid. Speaking on WCCO Radio, Phillips says now he's endorsing Biden.
While indeed I think the president is at a stage in life where his capacities are diminished, he is still a man of competency and decency and integrity. And the alternative, Donald Trump, is a very dangerous, dangerous man.
Phillips is a multimillionaire who spent freely from his personal fortune. He built his presidential bid around calls for a new generation of Democratic leadership, but he failed to resonate with the party's voters. He was the only elected Democrat to challenge Biden for the presidency. I'm Mike Kempin.
Authorities say 7 bystanders were injured today in a shooting involving a Philadelphia city bus. It's the 4th gunfire incident on the transit system in 4 days. Speaking before the House Financial Services Committee, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed wants to see more evidence that inflation is falling.
The committee does not expect that it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
Powell also says the economy is moving in a good direction. This is AP News. AP correspondent Seth Sutel has the latest on financial markets.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks recovered some of their losses from the day before, which was Wall Street's worst in 3 weeks. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Wednesday. The Dow added 75 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%. New York Community Bank Corp. rose more than 7%. The troubled bank announced a $1 billion cash infusion, a new CEO, and 4 new directors, including former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Foot Locker plunged more than 29%. The athletic shoe seller pushed back the timeline for hitting some of its financial goals by 2 years. Treasury yields edged lower in the bond market. That came after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said again that cuts to interest rates may be coming later this year. Powell also said the Fed needs to see more data showing that inflation is cooling before it will act.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.